did, and calls those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Someone say amen. Amen. Now I want to read those same verses, if I may, from the Amplified Version. And we're talking about hope, the anchor. In the Amplified Version, the word says, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations as he had been promised, so numberless shall your descendants be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered the utter impotence of his own body, which was as good as dead, because he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's deadened womb. No unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God. But he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was credited to him as righteousness, right standing with God. But the words, it was credited to him, were written not for his sake alone, but they were written for our sakes too. Righteousness standing acceptable to God will be granted and credited to us also who believe in, trust in, adhere to, and rely on God who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was betrayed and put to death because of our misdeeds and was raised to secure our justification, our acquittal, making our account balance and absolving us from all guilt before God. Amen? Amen? You see how the Amplified kind of amplifies. It's a lot more wordy, but when you read it, it brings out, amen, much more life into each verse. I want to key on some things here concerning the example of Abraham, our father. Now, when we were in the series on the final grace, we ended up coming into a sphere called the exosphere, where I'd been emphasizing over and over how laws were going to change. Amen. Amen. That certain laws would change. We were not going to be governed, let's say, in the natural when a spacecraft goes outside of that last sphere, they are no longer governed by gravitational pull. In other words, things change. You have to be mindful of other things now, because what you are used to is not happening anymore. And so we want to take a look here at at this story of Abraham and the battle that he fought and won. But we want to take and dissect how this battle was fought. Because if you haven't fully realized it, eventually you will, and you'll need to adjust and adapt to different territory. I'm telling some of you that you've entered into another territory in the spirit. And you need to become aware of it. Amen. It's coming out of a comfort zone into a war zone. You know, the army private that has a desk job back in the States, even though he's army, he can conduct himself a lot differently than that one that's on the front line in Iraq. Amen. Having to watch for suicide bombers and snipers, and it's a whole nother dimension. They're both in the army. But one cannot be negligent while the other can fall asleep behind his desk if he wants. So I'm here to tell you this morning that some things have shifted. Not just in your personal life, but in the kingdom altogether. Amen. And God is saying that it's time to step out of comfort. And what I mean by that is not that we can't be comfortable at times, but having the mindset of just pursuing comfort. Because there are times you will have to fight. Amen. Tell someone we are equipped to fight. Our mandate is not just to enjoy the kingdom. Our mandate is to advance a kingdom. Amen. And some of us need a wake-up call because you've been deployed. Amen. On a front line in your domain, and get ready not only to fight but to conquer. But like Abraham, there are certain things that you're going to have to consider now, and certain things you are going to have to stop considering. If you're going to be successful in what God has called you to. Now, in the Amplified, I want to highlight a verse 16, I believe it is. Let me see. No, verse 18. If you'll get it up on the screen for me in the King James, verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. Okay, I want to pause right there. Who against hope? Say that with me. Who against hope, believed in hope. Say it again. Who against hope, believed in hope. Say it one more time. Who against hope, believed in hope. You know, at first sight, that verse is kind of confusing. How is it that you can, against hope, believe in hope? How is it if you're against something, you're going to be able to believe in it? Well, let's take that apart a little bit, because this is so important as to the geographical territory you are occupying in the spirit right now. God has taken some limitations off. How many know there's a burden for freedom? Freedom costs you something. Amen. The freedom of this nation costs many lives. Amen. The freedom of the black race here in the United States costs many lives. Amen. To be free in the spirit cost you something. Amen. It cost Jesus his life. But it costs us something every day to protect this freedom. Who against hope believed in hope. Now let's divide this thing here into two hopes. Because Abraham had to arrive at a place where he was opposed to a certain hope. There are junctures in our life where we have to rise up above a particular limitation. Amen. Sometimes in our mind, sometimes in our physical body, sometimes in relationships, wherever it is, you have to rise up above that. If you're going to transform, if you're going to break through, if you're going to conquer, you have to rise. Tell someone, rise up. You got to rise up in your mind. Abraham against hope. You see, God had given him this promise 15 years before. And while there was natural hope, he was encouraged by his wife because she'd never had a child. She was barren, could not have children. She encouraged him 15 years before to go in unto Hagar. You see, there was a type of hope. It was a natural hope. He went in, and of course you know the story. There was the birthing of Ishmael, the arch enemy of Isaac till today. Would to God that Abraham had risen above that hope. Would to God that he'd have realized right away that and said, Sarah, God said that you would be with child, not Hagar. You see, it was a setup by the devil from long ago. When Abraham disobeyed God and went into Egypt, and Pharaoh made him wealthy, he and Lot, and when they came out, when he was kicked out of Egypt, so to speak. When he came out, he had cattle, he had gold, he had silver, he had men servants, he had maid servants, and one of the maid servants was Hagar, a gift from Egypt. You know, there are times we can be temporarily blinded, do foolish things. God gave you a promise, and you set out to make the promise good yourself. That's exactly what Abraham did. He set out to make the promise good. They both didn't think they had time because they were only looking at a certain type of hope. There's a type of hope that has limitations on it. I said there's a type of hope that sets limitations on it. If you don't hurry up, this is the last one. You got 3 minutes. If you don't hurry up, you won't have time. If you don't do it now. See, there's a type of hope naturally that people get from what the doctors say, but you limit your hope to the natural realm. Your hope is hinged upon what they said. If it's a bad report, you have no hope. If they said you got time, then there's hope. See, this was Abraham and Sarah's hope. She said, go in unto Hagar. Perhaps God will raise up seed through her. And because they were hoping this temporal, natural type of hope, Abraham went in. And he birthed the Ishmael.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.pourtheoilconference.com. Or call 772-475-6800 for more information.